You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have Executive Director, International Speaker, and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
I'm doing fantabulous.
Do you want to share the topic?
No, you do it.
Okay, perfect. So today we are going to talk about don't settle for the referrals you're receiving. And when I thought of this topic, we hear a lot of great testimonials when we're at chapters, and I'm sure as fellow members, you hear them too. And you hear things like, BNI was 20 to 30% of my business income this year, or BNI has set me off on a whole new path within this year. Vince has something he loves to...
I even heard a member say, I started in BNI in 2005, and if I weren't in BNI then, I don't know if I would be in my business now. You talk about the strength of that statement.
Yeah, that's true.
Almost 15 years. And this person saying, I don't know if I'd be in the same business today if it weren't for BNI. That's a huge, strong testimonial.
Well, and we've heard stories. I think of a specific member in Lincoln who will openly say she would not have her business if it was not. She got invited to BNI. Joined and turned her business around enough that she was able to keep her doors open.
There are so many of those testimonials, those examples, but yet there's the other side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
There's the people that, for whatever reason, didn't get what they expected.
This is true.
Not even so much what they expected, but sometimes even what they deserved out of BNI.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, they may not have been a great member. They may not have been, you know, in attendance. They may not have done a good job of educating us to pass them referrals.
Right.
But there's also the people that would do a good job. They would do everything right. They would cross off the boxes. They dot the I's. They'd cross the T's. And yet they wouldn't get referrals.
Right. Like, they literally work the system to the T. And I always hated those conversations because I'd look at it and be like, I don't know what more you can do.
It was tough because you look at our philosophy, givers gain, mm-hmm. and they were giving, 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 yet they truly weren't, unfortunately, gaining. And so it's those people really that we're talking about that are somewhere between that area and the middle area.
Perfect. Yes.
They're getting referrals. They're getting something. But could they? And Mike Rayburn was just our conference.
I was going to use that. I was going to use that.
Mike Rayburn, if you haven't looked up Mike Rayburn on YouTube specifically, look up Mike Rayburn. He was recently our keynote speaker, one of our keynote speakers at our U.S. National Conference. This was the second time he spoke to a BNI audience. But his big question was, actually years ago, what if?
What if?
So when you think about that from a BNI member perspective, what if I asked for a larger referral? What if I asked for additional referrals? What if I asked for something different? I know it's not possible. I know I could never get it, but what if? And I really think about that when you pose the don't settle for what you're currently getting mm-hmm. concept. Because what if there's more out there? What if there's that $1 million referral, that $100,000 referral, that $1,000 referral, depending on your business?
Right.
What if it's out there? And all it takes is a simple, for lack of a better term, tweak to what you're asking. Mm-hmm. Education to what you're saying during your weekly presentation. That's great. We hear all these phenomenal testimonials. We hear all these great results. But I've had people come to me, and I'm sure you have too, Brandon, that say to me, these averages are great, but that's not what happened for me. So we're really speaking to those individuals that aren't getting the results they want, or there's more there. The people that are getting 20% of their business. You used that number with me recently or earlier when we were
right,
talking
in general. And 20 to 30 is generally what I hear.
But yet we hear about people that are getting 80%.
We do.
So what's the difference between you at 20% and them at 80%?
So I think part of it is preparation. And I'm going to say this openly. I don't know if you're going to be mad about this. People abuse their weekly presentation.
I think that's a good generalization.
Yeah, because if you don't prepare for your weekly presentation, you're going to sit down and say, gosh, I wish I would have said this. Or, you know what? I could have said that instead.
Whenever I'm educating people during Member Success Program, I talk about, and it's specifically in Member Success Program when we talk in the realm of preparation for your feature presentation. Mm-hmm. You got to practice it. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that in the realm of feature presentations, but not necessarily weekly presentations.
Right.
And I always joke, years ago, go look it up. If you don't know who Allen Iverson is, go Google him.
I don't know who he is.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I really don't know that name.
So for those of you that don't know who Allen Iverson is, and apparently Brandon Tsuba, Allen Iverson, years ago, when asked during a, I think it was a post-game press conference about practice, said, why are we talking about practice? His motivation, his inspiration was getting out on the basketball court and playing the game, not talking about what was happening during practice. Yet, everything that was happening with that young man was happening because of the preparation, because of the practice that he put in. And I joke about it during feature presentation education. Think about it for your weekly presentation. Think about it for the weekly opportunity that you have to educate. Forget what you're getting from it. Mm-hmm. Educate your training, your sales force. Educate them to go out and find your referrals. And if you put in some practice, you will be more successful. You absolutely will find better results. And when you think about the phrase, don't settle for what you're getting, ask for something bigger.
Yep.
You never know who those individuals in the room know that could pass you that silver lining that you're looking for, that silver bullet. If they are out there, educate yourself, prepare yourself to ask for it instead of winging it right before it's my turn to speak.
So Ivan has classic podcasts on the wind sprints. He was on a football team. They didn't want to do the basic practice. They took him to an NFL team and they watched him practice, and all it was the basics.
Them doing the same things, professional athletes.
Over and over. And we get so comfortable in our memberships, and I'll admit, I can relate to this. We get so comfortable that we don't prepare 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And especially in the world of digital age now, Google who you want to meet, narrow it down to that specific name, and ask for that. So now you've gone from generalization beyond business to a specific name, and you may get it. You may get it because you have no idea who knows who in the chapter. So when I say don't settle for the referrals you're receiving, if you are getting those big numbers, if you are beating those percentages that we're talking about in this podcast, go to the next level. Do a little more preparation to get that additional referral that's going to benefit you. And Vince nailed it. Preparation. Preparation in your weekly, in your feature presentation, in your one-to-ones. Write an agenda. I heard this probably about 2 years ago. I wish I would have heard it 10 years ago. Write an agenda for your one-to-ones. And ever since I heard that about a year ago, I literally write an agenda for my one-to-ones. And that does include, how was your trip that you took? How is your family? Like, I include that personal stuff, but then, and I only plan for about 10, 15 minutes of that. And then the rest of it is, this is the referral. This is why I asked for this one-to-one. And this is what I'm looking for. We are in a safe environment in BNI. we can ask those specific questions because you have the visibility and the credibility with your members to lead to that profitability.
It really comes down to an ounce of preparation is worth pounds, tons of results.
I love that because that is so true.
And I was talking to, I literally was talking to a member this morning, and she was talking about how her business 10 years ago became part of BNI. Not her, her business. She's only been a member for 8, maybe 9 years. But her business was part of BNI 10 years ago. And ups and downs, employees come and go. She has continued to be part of BNI because of the results. Yet she knows there's more out there. She knows there's more out there. She's invited people that will help her in her field. When you think about BNI as a whole, it's really about the preparation that you put in each and every week. Not monthly, not annually. It's the preparation that you put in weekly to both your meeting and the one-to-ones. But probably more important than that, and you hit it without saying it, so I'm going to say it, it's the education that you provide the 4 inches between your ears. The chapter education that you do for yourself. The podcasts, whether it's ours or the Power of One podcast or BNIPodcast.com or just going on to BNI University and educating yourself to ask for something more. Mike Rayburn said it. Ask yourself, what if I asked for the golden goose?
I'm going to close on that. That was perfect. So as a reminder, he just did the mic drop. As a reminder, these podcasts are for you as our listeners. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. This turned out good.
I love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.